Hello again and welcome to another edition of Dakota Digest, brought to you by South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Nate Wack and thanks for joining me. Here is the top news and programming of SDPB for the week ending March 25th. The attorney for one of the people charged with felonies related to the Mid-Central Education Cooperative in Platte says the state is using his client as a scapegoat. As SDPB's Keely Boltina reports, the investigation involves crimes connected to the Mid-Central and a program called Gear Up. If you'd like to get your news in Lakota, you can now do so online. A new All Lakota Language website is now up and running. The site is written completely in Lakota. It features news stories from tribal nations across South Dakota. SDPB's China Lockett has more. Rapid City's Art Alley is known as a place of free-form expression. Graffiti artists are allowed to paint on the walls of the alley between 6th and 7th Street in middle of downtown. But some of the building owners in the alley have complained, and some even called for the alley to be closed altogether. As SDPB's Charles Michael Ray reports, in a compromise, a new permit system is being set up for artists who want to show off their work in the alley. The Bureau of Indian Affairs has announced that land considered sacred to the Lakota is on track for federal trust status. The 2,400-acre site was purchased by a group of regional tribes in 2012 after the individual who owned the property announced it would be sold at public auction. SDPB's Jim Kent has the story. Every spring at the time of the vernal equinox, indigenous people gather at Harney Peak to welcome back the Thunder Beings. It's a ceremony that has ancient roots, held at a peak that has an ancient name. Last year saw a push to change the name of the peak. Proponents of change, including a relative of William S. Harney, say the general's name shouldn't be on a site sacred to tribes because he led a brutal attack on an encampment at Blue Water Creek in Nebraska, killing women and children. That name change is still pending at the federal level and could be resolved next month. But no matter what name appears on maps and signs, the elders say they'll always think of the peak by its traditional name. SDPB's Victoria Wicks joined climbers on Saturday and reached the top of the peak to bring us this story. And that's going to do it for another edition of Dakota Digest. If you want to hear more radio news stories or see additional programming of South Dakota Public Broadcasting, visit us online at sdpb.org. Also, be sure to follow us on social media by liking South Dakota Public Broadcasting on Facebook or by following our Twitter accounts. Our handles are at SODACPB, at SDPB, at SDPB News, and at SDPB Sports. I'm Nate Weck for South Dakota Public Broadcasting. Have a great weekend, everyone.